Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Lads to Dads. How are you, Matt?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, things aren't too bad. Still been struggling with the lockdown as per. Kids doing my fucking head in. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been... Again, it's just lockdown, isn't it? It's just, you just got to get on with it. It is what it is. Mm. But actually, to have a little... Bring up a bit of positivity this week.
Well, that's what we're all about, you know?
I've been chatting... with the world superstar speedway racer.
Yeah.
Ty Woofenden.
Fucking go on then.
Yeah, I know. Because I thought, you know what? We need a bit of positivity.
Mm. And you can't get more positive than a world champion, can you?
Not just one time world champion, three times world champion. And I don't know how many other stuff he's won. I couldn't list it all in one episode. It'd take too much.
We've got a world champion on the podcast.
So yeah, the positivity is actually that he's... not only great at riding a motorbike around a dirt track at 70 miles an hour with no brakes. Mm. What a life.
Are you good on the dirt track?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Pardon the pun.
But he is also an absolute monster in the game of charity fundraising.
Yeah?
Yeah. So now this kid has raised thousands for cancer research. In total, he has actually raised probably around £200,000 for charity.
It stunned me.
Mainly... for the Great Ormond Street Hospital.
Well, great from you, Ty. Got a lot of time for that. A lot of respect.
Yeah, it's something close to his heart.
Yeah.
And he reached out to us and he said, look, guys.
He said, I think he quoted, you boys are the best. I'm the best. Let's make shit happen. So you've done an interview with him. Sadly, I was unable to attend due to my circumcision. Work circumstances. Yeah. But let's fire that interview into the chamber and let the listeners listen.
Hi, Ty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good. It's really great to have you on. What one of the main reasons why we're here is because you're currently raising some money for Great Ormond Street. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna cycle for 24 hours straight on a social gaming application where you have to pretty much cycle to go up levels and all that sort of stuff. So it's like gaming, but you actually have to do fitness to get better at it.
Right.
That's called Zwift, so really looking forward to that.
Yes, I had a little look at Zwift because I think it's a little bit like Peloton, but more fun and a bit more sort of like you say, gaming, and you can see a road ahead of you or wherever you need to go.
I'm not sure because I haven't used Peloton. I think Peloton's just like a training platform. Zwift is essentially like a game. So like... you level up, you unlock jerseys, you unlock bikes, you unlock different wheels. Every 5 minutes, 24 hours through the clock, you can go on the Zwift Companion app and like there's like the Tour de Zwift. So there's like races going on, and I did a race the other day and there was like 2,500 people online cycling on that one stage that I was cycling on. So, 2,500 people all over the world sat in their living rooms or wherever their bike's set up on the internet and racing, so it's just a whole other world, mate. It's great.
Yeah, it sounds more fun, to be fair. I like that sort of challenge element and knowing that you're in it with a lot of other people at once and it's not just some trainer screaming at you.
No, like I have to do it for my job anyway, so I have to be fit. So regardless of whether it was on there or not, I still have to work hard. And like you say, it just makes it more interesting, more funner. You know, and if you can make your training fun, then you're onto a winner there.
Well, definitely. I mean, we'll get back onto Great Ormond Street and the fundraising. But in terms of yourself, obviously, some people might not know what you do. Other people definitely will. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but from what I know, you're 3 times world speedway champion, 4 times world champion, 3 times silver, 1 times bronze, 7 times British champion, and 2 times WA champion. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I've got like 4 world titles, but 1's a team event and 3 are individual.
Right. So you're not messing about.
four time runner up, and then the bronze, and then the British championships, and it's been quite a good, last 10 years really.
I mean, you are sort of top of your game really, aren't you, when it comes to speedway? Tell us a little bit about that. What's the journey been like for you? Because I know you were quite young when you won your first championship, weren't you? Youngest, is that correct?
So basically I grew up in Australia. I was born in England, grew up in Australia, came back when I was 15 to kind of like race around the British scene not race because I wasn't allowed to race until I was 16, but show who I was. I then signed a contract with Wolverhampton, and as soon as I turned 16, then I started racing. Just kind of every year just progressed. And then 2013, won my first world title. Youngest ever to win one. In the format that it is now. Back in the day there was like one-off world finals, so that was a bit different. But over a series, I'm the youngest to do it so far. Anyway,
crazy. And I mean, for people that don't know, speedway is not for the faint-hearted at all, is it? I mean, you're riding around a track with no brakes, and so it's just, I know in terms of MotoGP, because I'm from Hull. I think you were originally born in Scunthorpe. Is it Scunthorpe?
Yeah, man.
We've got speedway in Hull. I don't know if they're still the Hull Vikings, but they were definitely Hull Vikings when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And it's a crazy sport, as far as I'm concerned. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you got to be pretty brave to be doing that. I mean, I know a MotoGP rider, he once said, it's fine if you come off your bike because you can just slide, but it's if you hit something. I mean, in speedway, you're going to hit something, aren't you? If you come off, and I've seen videos where you've come off yourself. Did you break your back in one of the, the one that I saw, it's not nice. I mean, your front wheel wasn't there anymore. I was just watching it thinking, nuts, absolutely nuts.
No, there's been some big ones, obviously. The one you're talking about, I don't know which one you saw, but the frame snapped in half. It didn't like just snap in half, it had deteriorated at a certain point where we tried to develop a new chassis, and the welder deteriorated, and then it broke when I did a wheelie down the straight. And then as it came down, it just broke it. And then the engine dug in the floor, and then it lifted again. And then it did that like 3 times. Anyway, then I crashed and the bike snapped in half. But then, broke my back last year, I think.
Right.
Was out for a couple of months. It's part of what we do, mate, me riding a speedway bike is like, if someone works at 9 till 5 and, they go into work, that's just the same as me, But mine's just a little bit different.
I guess so. I mean, there's definitely going to be people out there who look and think, wow, how do you gain that mental strength to get back up, get back on the horse as it was and get riding again? Is it just something that you switch on and switch off, or you like you say, is it just that it's just your life and that's how it is?
I think when I was younger, my dad passed away in 2010, and I watched a video of a guy, and he said like he's mentally prepared himself for like any outcome. So I was like, oh, I'm going to use that. So I started like mentally rehearsing my dad's funeral and speaking at the funeral and carrying his coffin and all that sort of stuff. And that really helped me mentally to, You know, it just felt I'd done it that many times, because he got diagnosed like a year before he passed away. Yeah. And I'd done it that many times in my head that it was like I was in a play.
Right.
And I've done the same with my racing. So like I've imagined, you know, having two broken femurs. I've envisioned myself, you know, wheeling myself out in a wheelchair and, you know, getting in the van and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, when you've accepted that all that stuff could happen, then there is no limit to what you can achieve. You know, your mind is the most powerful thing in the world. And, you know, people that get themselves into a situation and they can't get out of it, it's literally just them. Like they're in it with their self.
Yeah.
It's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Like you say, just preparation is so powerful, isn't it? A lot of the time. And I know you're dad yourself now, and I know it's not on the same level. And I'm sorry to hear about your dad. My dad died when I was younger as well. And I know it's not a nice thing at all. I mean, it's not on the same level as that. And it's not the same level as jumping on a bike and doing something that's potentially really dangerous, but also incredible, you know, in terms of obviously the triumphs that you've had and the feeling that must give you when you succeed. But you know, fatherhood, you've got to try and prepare yourself for that, and that's something that's quite hard to prepare yourself for, really, isn't it? Because it's different days, different stuff, and there's no book or, you know, guide on how to do it. I don't know about you, but it just feels like every child's different, and you don't know what's gonna, you know, what tomorrow's gonna bring and what crazy stuff's gonna happen. But it sounds
I think the biggest thing for me was probably not even so much with the girls. It was more the fact of like I felt distant from my wife like the first couple of weeks from our first daughter, and it was just because purely I'd spend every minute of every day with her, and then we had a child, and then I didn't have that every minute every day with Faye, so I kind of felt distant from her. But it wasn't that it was distant, we just had a child. But for me, that was the only thing that I really had to adjust to. Apart from that, I just, you know, I've been stuck in from day one. So
yeah, correct.
The best thing at the moment is feeding the girls in the morning. You know,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You've only got 2 hands, but you feel like you need another 8. one in there, water bottle, that one, more there, food there, fix the iPad, change that. She's not happy with that.
Yeah,
it's great. I actually love the morning times feeding the girls. It's amazing.
As you know, lockdown, I don't know if you are you Are you in the UK or are you in Australia? Or
we're in the UK at the moment.
Right, okay. So has lockdown affected anything, or are you out and about with work a lot, or what, how's it, how's that sort of affected things for you?
Yeah, so normally in the off season we go back to Australia, but we're just building another house in Europe, so it was quite hard to get back to Aussie this year with all the, you know, the rules and the flights were like, normally we fly business class and like last year it cost us £8,000 return, and this year Emirates wanted £24,000 one way. Wow. I was like, I'm not flying economy, two, I'm not paying that much for a business flight, so we're probably going to have to stay here.
Yeah.
But it was kind of worked out well because, you know, we were around to answer the phone calls for the stuff that's going on in the house in Europe. And, I haven't been out of the house for 2 weeks now. My wife goes out and, you know, she likes to get out and do a few things. So she goes and sees her mum because they're just, you know, down the road. So she goes for a walk and stuff and takes the girls out cruising. But I'm a bit of a hermit, mate, to stay in the house, and I train every morning pretty hard and focus on my nutrition and my recovery and, you know, get ready for the session the following day.
I think one of the things is focusing it during this lockdown. If you've got something to focus on and you've got a routine, I think that's what
100%
gives you the right way. Yeah.
You have to have a routine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You 100%. Have to have a routine.
Yeah.
Like cooking. I think cooking is a big thing because if you cook your own food, it takes up a lot of your time. You know, with the preparation, the planning, the preparation, cooking it, and then serving it up, and then washing the dishes. If your wife normally does that, say for instance, you're sat around there like, oh no, there's nothing to do. Or, you know, get involved, like do some cooking, or you know, do this. Like I enjoy cooking anyway, but I find that if I wake up in the morning, I have a snack, I train for about 2 to 3 hours, I then have breakfast, feed the girls, then it's like probably half an hour, 40 minutes of chill time. And then we start preparing lunch and then we eat lunch, then we feed the girls. And then, you know, again, in about another 45 minutes to an hour, and then we prep dinner and then get the girls ready for bed. So like the day is just jam packed.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's surprising how much life has started to center around food. Like you're saying it now, it makes sense, you know, saying it like that. It is all about routine, isn't it, with food? And I think people went absolutely mad for banana bread and things like that to begin with, didn't they? And it just came out of nowhere. Yeah. So every other person on social media cooking banana bread. And I think me and Ben, we've both talked about how we've got really into our food, and we're both sort of trying to eat quite healthy now, this sort of bad lockdown. Because, again, the first lockdown, everybody was just stuffing themselves with whatever to comfort themselves, and then now people are really starting to focus on the health.
But it's not just that. If you're eating shit every day, like, you're going to feel shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you have to fuel your body and fuel your mind, and you do that with food. And stimulation, and you know, so cooking the food and then eating healthy food, you know, it's all great. Like me and my wife have been plant-based for maybe just over a year, so essentially vegan, but we eat eggs,
right?
But yeah, we're pretty flexible with it. Like I don't know, the other week before we went into lockdown, we went to the shops and there was a Five Guys burger joint there, so we just grabbed the burger because why not, you know? Yeah. I think if you're on a diet, you shouldn't restrict yourself or anything. But it's not even a diet, it's just a lifestyle, you know. And we feel amazing, and you know, the stuff that we're cooking, like you wouldn't even think some of the ingredients we're using, we're like, man, what even is this? And you're like, oh, it tastes amazing. So it's good fun.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's in terms of sportsmen like yourself, it seems to be, you know, a vegan or a vegetarian at least diet at one point, you know, was seen as, nah, you can't be a sportsman and have that, you know, little amount of meat or protein or whatever in your life. And then there's a completely new way now, and everybody's at it, aren't they? Everybody's sort of realizing that it's bloody good for you.
Yeah, well, if you look back, like, you know, in the olden days when like Schwarzenegger was doing all the, you know, the muscle, you know, the bodybuilding stuff, and you know, oh, real men eat meat and all that, that wasn't about eating meat and having protein. That was purely about marketing. That was the meat industry marketing very wisely and making a lot of money off the back of it. So you know, we're actually designed to to eat plants and vegetables. We're not designed to eat meat, but that's a whole nother conversation that we won't get into.
I completely agree with you. We'll brush over it, but ego sells meat, let's put it that way. You're Great Ormond Street. So why Great Ormond Street?
I've done work for them before. 2015, we raised £105,000, which built a ensuite bedroom in the new side of the hospital. Because the old side of the hospital was like, you know, when we went up there, there was like a long kind of rectangle room with four beds diagonal and then curtains around each bed. So that was it. Like the hospital's old, the hospital's old. So that's kind of like they'd have four to a bedroom. And, you know, if your family was there, there was no privacy or none of that sort of stuff. So when they built all the new side, they changed it all. And there's actually a Woofenden room in there now.
Nice.
It's amazing. And now they're trying to get some funding for the sight and sound area that they're building, which again is another key thing. I think a huge percentage of their outpatients are sight and sound. So for them to be planning to build something specifically for them, is amazing. And I support everything they do. You know, one, it's kids. So, you know, you don't want to see kids, you know, being unhealthy or struggling with anything in life, because life can be tough, you know, even when you know, you haven't got any problems. So, it's a charity that's close to my heart. Obviously, I've got kids as well, so that makes it even closer. And I had a couple of years off doing any charity stuff just to focus on my girls and my racing and securing another world title, which I did in 2018. And I'm just ready to get back on the charity hype again and raise some more money for a good cause.
I think it's absolutely fantastic, and like you say, it's really, I mean, any charity sort of is a great thing, but when it's for children, and you know, it just doesn't seem fair, does it, when things happen to children so young? So it's definitely an incredible cause. How can people sponsor you? How can people get on this and help you raise the money?
Check out my social channels at T Woofenden, and there's a Just Giving page which will be shared around over the next couple of weeks. So just click on it and donate. Simple as that. And what we're pushing for is, like, for instance, I've got like over 90,000 followers on Instagram, right? So if each one of them people, when they drive to work in the morning, they don't go and stop and grab that coffee, or they don't go and stop and grab that sandwich on the way home, they just wait till they get home and maybe have a tin of soup or something, you know, and just whatever that would have cost you, just transfer that straight in. You know, something so small, we're only asking you to like give up your coffee or give up something small in your day. And transfer it across, and you know, you'd reach 200 grand with a click of your fingers. It's not a big number, really.
It's like you say, it's so simple, isn't it? I mean, what does a coffee cost? You know, £2, something like that, £2.50, whatever it is. I don't know.
Say if it's £2.50, and my, you know, 90,000+ followers did it, that's a 200 grand done straight away.
Yeah, it's so simple to do. So, yeah, definitely. And we'll add you on Instagram, and we'll share as much as we can out of everything, and also stick you on our website and stick the link, the Just Giving link on the website to try and boost that a little bit as well. So, yeah, really, really great cause, and we're 100% behind you with it. So thank you so much for coming on, and hopefully, you know, you hit that target and raise a little bit more money for the children and for Great Ormond Street Hospital.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. I've enjoyed it.
No problem at all. I've really enjoyed it myself. Thank you very much, Ty.
Cheers, dude.
Wow. Well, that is pretty darn good. Great from Ty there. And I wish you all the best in all your adventures, mate. And keep doing what you're doing. You're a real hero.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't hear it in the beginning of the interview, but you expect from somebody without much prestige as an athlete,
mm-hmm.
you expect a level of arrogance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking Cristiano Ronaldo sort of situation. He's the Cristiano Ronaldo of Speedway.
So, well, that's it.
Yeah, and actually, he opened the interview. He said, before we start, can you just give me 2 seconds because I'm just changing a nappy. Do you know what I mean?
A real geezer. One of life's winners.
One of the lads.
Yeah. And now your dad's lads fits right in with us, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Fair play. Grow a lot of time for your tie. Wish you all the best. And hopefully when you won a few more titles, come back again, mate.
His Just Giving page and link will be on our blog, on our website.
Yeah.
So you can find that there. And also, for anyone who wants to join him in that challenge, bearing in mind it's a 24-hour bike race.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 8 a.m. All the details are on our blog.
Yep.
Get over, especially if you've got a Zwift. Yeah, to ride on. Get on there. Give him a challenge as well. All the celebrities will be joining and raise a bit of money for Great Ormond Street.
And that's what it's all about. Giving back, helping others, people in need. And yeah, yet again, what an absolute legend.
Okay, well, that's all from us this week.
Thank you very much for listening, guys. Hope you had a good time listening to that. And we'll see you in the next one.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.